Welcome everyone. This is Janet Meyer, founder and co-creator of the Positive Impact Movement. And I am here today and every week with Patricia Jean Fleming, talking and sharing about socially conscious leadership.
Hi, I'm Patricia, Scottish by birth and a world citizen at heart. The new world is here now. It is in me, you, us, and we can make a difference. Come on board and flow with us in co-creation.
Yes, Patricia and myself are socially conscious leaders, and you also can be a socially conscious leader, because in the new world, everyone is their own guru, and everyone is unique, and through co-creation, through being who you are and sharing about who you are and what you create, we together will create a new world. Thank you for being here.
Being creative, it's just allowing whatever to flow through you, just and being present.
Yes. Yes.
That's a wonderful thing about creativity, isn't it? Mm-hmm. It's that holding us in that place of now.
Yes,
it's so special for us.
Yes, I love it. I actually, I'm painting. It's for my mom. Painting for her living room. I have it in small, and I do it in big. No, and it's a picture of a picture, and but. Creativity is still there because of the colors, the matching, and the other thing is really the being in the moment, which is so beautiful to be there and just paint.
Yes. Well, it's all your energy that goes into it, because you know, to somebody it can look like a flat thing with colors and a picture that they can possibly define and all the rest of it, but then when we think about it, we see the work that's gone into it and the energy of you that's gone into it also, and how beautiful that is.
It's been said also when you cook.
Absolutely. Oh my goodness, yes.
You
know the difference of somebody who's happy at their work.
Yeah.
When it comes to chefing, absolutely. Yeah. I'm feeling expansiveness.
Yes.
And it's probably the eclipse energy, but just with what we've been talking about here now, I'm feeling the energy of expansiveness and allowing ourselves individually to expand to, that's lovely. I'm being guided, I'm being told, grow into yourselves. It's about growing into yourself. So yes, it's looking within, it's not going outside of ourselves, as much as we will always have a foot in both camps. But when it comes to self, there has not been enough celebration of individuality. And the feeling that I'm getting now is we are stepping, oh God, this is so fitting with astrology. We are stepping into this new era where individuality will be celebrated, will be acknowledged, will be encouraged.
Wow.
Thank you.
This individuality is the uniqueness.
Yes. Yes.
This energy of uniqueness, this being you, this skills, these gifts that you have to shine through them and co-creating through them, because you are the only one that can be you.
Absolutely. Yes. Yes.
You with what gifts to others.
We have been so restrained
Yes.
in certainly through the year and what I have lived. And I have always balked at this terminology that one size fits all. And it's, that used to burst my head open. It was, oh no, no. One size can never fit all.
Never.
Everybody is gloriously, uniquely, wonderfully different.
Yes.
And should be allowed to be so.
Yes. And that's
Yeah.
how we grow through the uniqueness
Absolutely.
of everyone. Because
Yeah.
we learn pieces that we otherwise are not able to, because it's not us, no, it's not, so we don't see them unless we see them in others and we learn from that so that we
That's
also
right.
get them, receive them.
Yeah. And when we learn to trust and have faith in external forces, source, shall we say, that we then interconnect with the lines of energy, and those that match ours are brought towards us. We don't have to go looking for them. We can happen on them, you know, we can be looking at things and happen on them, but they come to us to, oh wow, beautiful, to enrich us. Yeah. Never, never, oh wow. Never, never, never. I'm getting a three times here, which all is always a lovely shiver of confirmation for me. And never does it displace, never does it degrade, never does it demand for us to be something that we're not. Yeah. Oh, I'm getting excited. Oh, it's just so lovely to connect, Jeanette, and when we're in each other's energy,
Yes.
it just it enriches both of us, and it lifts the light of life and being. I really feel that.
And it's a beautiful dance, you know, because
Yes.
I'm observing us, you know, so I say something, you say, you know, and back and forth, and it's dancing in a rhythm, of the
Dancing in
heart.
the, yeah, and one that you don't have to know the steps to.
No, 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 no.
It's automatic. It's
Yes.
just the way that it flows.
Yes.
Beautiful. Sometimes you just want to be quiet and bask in the energy of it. Yeah.
I have, for instance, my now I have my crown chakra. It's I don't know, I would say vibrating, because
Oh,
it's like,
wow.
no, it's tickling.
Yeah.
Love it.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah, who needs drugs to this is better than any glass of wine or but you know, I've said that for years now, because when I used to do the guided meditation in Barcelona, it's like, yeah, okay, go and do your thing if that's what you want, but you really don't need to, because you've all got it within yourself to be able to connect to higher energies. You just need to trust and allow the flow of what it is to, oh wow, yeah, to continually come to you and show you the way. And it shows you the way through synchronicities, through connecting you in ways that you feel would never have happened otherwise.
Yeah.
When we think of the amazing people we've met over this last few years, what a journey. What a journey we're on. And more to come. More to come. Yeah. How are you feeling energetic wise and on this eclipse day with everything that's been going on?
For me, really, I'm feeling very okay. It's you know, and especially, you know, just being able to paint 3 hours or 4 hours on Saturday and Sunday, 3 hours, and having still wanting to do other things, but for me, having been priority painting and that's it, and feeling this creativity in me, I feel very okay. And I have a lot of energy. I went swimming this morning and I broke my own record.
Wow.
And Saturday I did the same. I broke the record. So I broke the
Oh
one
my
of
goodness.
Saturday.
Yes. Wow.
Yes. So I have energy and it's I don't know. It's good. And it's for me, it's like, I don't know. It's like going back 20 years or something. There are many things that I say, oh, which energy is coming back? No, something. It's returning as some essence or something is I don't know.
Yeah.
But beautiful and feels very good.
And lovely positive things.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
How are you feeling?
Well, yesterday would have been my mum's birthday, so we went and up to Edinburgh and met up with family and had a lunch. Toasted mama. She would have been 99, bless her.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Oh, wow. It's hard to say, really. Just embracing. I don't know if you can hear my brother-in-law sneezing. Sorry.
No, I didn't.
Good. Yes, it's been, I don't know. It's like I have been somewhere else, I want to say. It's like I've not been in my current reality. Although I physically I have been, but it's like part of me has been somewhere else. My sleeping pattern is all over the place. I'm having really deep prophetic dreams that I remember. But of course, I don't write them down. And the minute I try to write them down, it's like they're gone. Then it's over. But you know, I'm at peace with that. I don't stress about these things. I just allow things to be, and accept that. I truly feel and accept that what's meant for you will come to you. Will be with you. You'll always be on the right road. Without having to do anything about it, just be, just be. One of my favorite sayings, you know what you need to know when you need to know it. And it's like the energy that just fills you, that for yourself, you knew you had to paint this weekend. Yes.
That's what I felt, creativity. It was what I wanted to do.
So yeah, I'm keeping allowing myself to be me in the confines of where I am just now and everything that's going on in the family life around me. But still being able to connect with the energy when I need to. When I'm guided to, when I feel it's right to. And yeah, just really happy to be me without being selfish or big-headed or anything. But you know, just I wrote something today, and it was like, you know, about always looking for the positives. Like, oh, I'm breathing. There's a positive,
It's
and
just super positive.
everybody does that, or they're not here.
And it's super positive.
It's a super positive. Yeah. And yeah, and this is the life that we're meant to be living right here, right now. And just be and put on your childlike goggles and look to whatever's going to come and allow it. Let it be. Oh wow. Sorry. Just as I said that, I got this beautiful wave of positive, loving energy. Oof. And it's like we've been programmed to think negatively. And now it's the allowing ourselves to embrace this beautiful energy of love that is available to each and every one of us. Yeah. Yeah. So many times, and it's been a big Scottish thing as well, because the Scottish people were really terribly oppressed and thought that was the way they had to be. So number one, thought. Yeah. So we're not doing thought now without engaging our hearts first. I've just been writing about that today as well. Engage the heart first, always before you allow the thought to produce itself. And how this life is going to change, because so many of us are in that energy now. And prepared to let others be where they're at. But that doesn't mean to say we need to be involved with them. Really feeling this, and I don't like a two-tier system, but when change happens, it's inevitable that there is movement from one to another. Yeah. And all the energies coming forward, the channels, the astrology, the historic information that's shared is, you know, we're moving into the most beautiful place to be. And this is what I have felt for so long. And oh, I'm just thrilled to be here now, part of it. And yeah, just be. Just be.
There are so many timelines, let's say, no, and we choose in which one to walk,
Yes.
because you can be hearing, no, in the world they're saying we go into the apocalypse, we're going here, but at the end, I think really is in the knowing where we are in the present. Choosing and always choosing the light, choosing to be who we want to be, or who we are, not being the example. And there might be things happening, but those are different timelines, not for us. Our timeline is the new earth, this beautiful co-creation. So who we are.
Absolutely. Exciting times to be alive.
At this moment.
Indeed. Oh, that's beautiful, Jeanette. Thank you.
Thank you, Patricia. I love you. Thanks so much.
Love you so much. Thank you.
Thank you all for being with us today.
It's always a joy to work in this way, and especially with you, Jenny.
Thank you so much, Patricia, and thank you so much to everyone else who has joined us today. We are here on a weekly basis, and also if you'd love to join our movement, you can do so through pimove.org. We'd love to cooperate with you. Bye-bye.